Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 279 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for December 4th is describe a dream you have, but you have not shared with anyone else or very few people. Rather than focusing on how other people may not believe in you, imagine one person in the world who needs to hear your message. Envision what it would feel like to know if you followed your dream, other people would be inspired to pursue theirs as well. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. For our longtime listeners, you may have noticed that writing your own story has a balancing act between focusing on ourselves as well as focusing on others. Writing our own story is about going inside ourselves to create a better version of us, but it's not for self-promotion. It's for self-donation. But sometimes we can get caught up with our own goals, dreams, and desires, and we get fixated on thinking that is the way it has to be, and we won't be successful unless things happen exactly the way we want them to happen. And we can also get sidetracked when we encounter a lot of resistance, or when people do not believe in us and do not support us. But one of the tools we can use is to figure out if we are in the window room or the mirror room. This tool comes from my mentor, Frosty Westring, and his book, The Strange Secret of the Big Time. When we are in the mirror room and we look out, our own image is reflected back onto us, and our mindset is all about ourselves. Why is this happening to me? Why doesn't anybody believe in me? Why aren't my plans of how things are supposed to be working out? And this is where having a vision and having goals can get off track if we're not careful. The vision and the goals are not meant for us to simply get everything we want in life so that we can make ourselves happy. The vision and the goals are meant to tap into everything we were created for and to donate our gifts and abilities to the people in our lives through the relationships and connections we create, which means we need to get ourselves out of the mirror room and get into the window room. Because when we look up in the window room, we don't see ourselves reflected back. We see others. We see their needs. We see their pain. We see their struggles. And we look for ways we can provide value to their lives and touch their hearts. Our mindset is not focused simply on living for our own benefit in the window room. Rather, it is centered on following our dreams so that others may be inspired to follow their dreams as well. As we work on the inside mindset fundamental of being a lighthouse, we begin to see that genuine joy and fulfillment comes in our lives when we're able to help others. Another concept Frosty Westring talked about was the idea of the double win. The double win is that we become our best when we help others become their best. When we are in the mirror room, we can focus on ourselves, our performances, and our achievements, and we can be a winner according to what the world says about success. But we can only be a double winner when we are in the window room. And this is soul success. Becoming the best version of ourselves as part of the process of helping others become their best as well. So how about you? Can you describe a dream you have, but you've not shared with anyone else? Rather than focusing on how other people may not believe in you, can you imagine one person in the world who needs to hear your message? Can you envision what it would feel like to know if you followed your dream, other people would be inspired to pursue theirs as well? As obvious as it may seem that teachers and coaches are in positions to provide lighthouse leadership, It's easy to get caught up in the mirror room with the hustle and bustle of life and living in a world focused on external achievements and building our value from the outside in. So sometimes we need to reset ourselves in the window room so we can focus on how our vision, our goals, our dreams are not meant for self-promotion. They're meant for self-donation. And putting ourselves in the window room can help us increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.